spring training coverage presented by Kona Big Wave.
D-backs spring training, live from Salt River Fields at Talking Stick. Wolf and Luke on Arizona Sports 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app.
All right, we are out here at Salt River Fields, as you heard the voice guy just say right there. And please be joined out here in left field by Diamondbacks outfielder Alec Thomas. Alec,
yeah.
What's going on, man?
What's going on?
We're ready. We're ready for the season to start. I know you guys are still working on stuff, but we're ready for the 28th against Colorado. Let's just start here. And you in particular, I mean, you had some big moments in the playoffs on the way to the World Series last year. Does that change anything for you this year as you approach this season?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, definitely, feeling like, I can do this. You know, I did it at the highest stage, so, there should be no difference, going into, the season and having that confidence. So, yeah, definitely excited to get out there and, try to carry it over.
You know, it's just amazing. I remember being a rookie. I was telling you off air, of course, and the first time I ran into Mike Singletary, who was just the best Mike linebacker you can play against, and I hit him right in the face, and it was great because, I didn't move him, but we got a little banging in there, and suddenly the running back went right by him. I felt like, man, that night, I can do this. You know what I mean? And I know you've already passed that point. You know you're a Major League Baseball player, yet at the same time, the confidence you must have gained from the end of last year. What do you think that's going to do for you, Alec?
Yeah, I think it's definitely going to help me, throughout the season. And, the first playoff game that we played, I was super nervous. And I struck out three times. I'm like, man, I don't even know if I'm going to play tomorrow in the next playoff game. And sure enough, I'm in there again. And, we didn't get a hit, or we were getting shut out. And then, I hit a home run against their guy and got things started. So I was like, all right, maybe I can do this. And, throughout the whole, playoffs, I felt better and just more confidence. And hopefully, that carries over.
So were you thinking about it maybe in the off season as well? Do you think about those moments?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I looked at, the home run against, the Phillies all the time and, still get chills, still, some goosebumps on my arms from that moment. And I relive it a lot. And even when I'm up there in the box against, whoever in spring training, I picture that in my head. And, that's just a great feeling. I just, want to have that again. So it's definitely helped, and I feel more comfortable in the box. And I definitely feel great.
That's awesome.
I feel like if I hit that home run, it would just be playing on a loop on like a big screen in my house 24 hours a day. What you were just saying, about your approach as you're going into the postseason last year, this is a young team. Do you feel like a lot of your teammates were kind of going through that too?
Maybe a little bit, but, we got really, really confident guys in our locker room and guys who been through it already. And then, our younger guys as well, got off to a really hot start in the playoffs, and you could tell that confidence really, played a big part in, us going to where we did. So, I definitely think that'll carry over for us, with everyone else. And, we're definitely all excited.
So, Alec, you've got to have expectations for yourself, I would imagine, right? What are those expectations coming into this season?
Yeah, I feel like I've definitely, I wouldn't say, disappointed the last two seasons, but I feel like I definitely haven't done what I should have done. And hopefully I can do that this season. I definitely have some high expectations for myself every season, every year. So I definitely want to go out there and be the best version of myself and just help the team win any way possible and in all facets of the game.
That process of, because when you first came in, you were hitting, everything, and then Major League Pitching adjusts to you, and then you adjust back to them. And I think we all kind of just assume, hey, after you're a rookie, that ends. But that's always going, isn't it? They're always adjusting to you, and you're always adjusting back to them.
Yeah, it's definitely, a chess match out there, and, it takes a second. And, for some guys it doesn't, but for others, it's a process, and I guess for me, so far these past 2 years, it has been a process, and I have learned a lot about myself. And I've definitely, at least this spring training, I felt a lot more calm and just let the ball come to me. I don't have to do anything extra in order to hit this ball. So just being calm and relaxed and just have fun out there has definitely helped me this spring training, and hopefully that carries over.
So, Alec, I love asking professional athletes this question. Are you a goal guy? Are you a guy that comes into the season and says, you know what, man, I'm going to do A, B, and C? Are you a goal guy?
Yeah, I definitely already have that in my notes, you know, some goals of mine that I want to reach. And I'm going to keep that to myself. But, yeah, there's definitely some goals.
But you do that.
Yeah, I do. Yep, and I have in the past. And I think, you know, the past 2 years maybe I've brushed that to the side and I've tried to just do whatever I can in that moment. And, you know, that's not me. So I've definitely tried to go back to some of the things that have helped me, you know, be successful. So, you know, having goals and I think that's a really good part of, you know, my game is just, you know, setting some goals for myself and trying to reach those goals. And if I don't, you know, it's okay. You know, things happen. So you make adjustments. But definitely having those goals, I think, will be good for me.
We're talking to Alec Thomas. Alec, the way you play defense, I feel like I know the answer to this question, but you must enjoy playing defense out there, the way you just kind of attack it.
Yeah, I enjoy playing defense, definitely. I think I've been doing it my whole life. You know, my dad being with the White Sox and going out there and shagging every day. You know, I've learned so much being around so many guys that have came through the White Sox organization and, you know, to pick their brain and then, you know, be around a lot of Gold Glovers. Definitely have learned a lot and, you know, being out there. And so, and all the reps I've taken is just, I don't even know how many reps I've taken out there. All the BPs and everything since I was, you know, 8 years old, seven years old. So, yeah, I definitely love playing defense.
So where would you like to get better? You know, whether it's at the dish, whether it's in the field, on the base paths, where would you like to get better, Alec?
Yeah, I always say everything, and I'm going to continue to say everything. Just all assets, you know, facets of the game and outfield, hitting, approach, confidence, all that good stuff, base running, stealing, all that stuff. And I definitely just want to keep on, you know, trying to be better and, you know, not be complacent and just keep trying to get better.
We're talking to Alec Thomas. Alec, you guys added some players in the offseason. You brought back most of the guys. Most of the guys were already signed. Lourdes Gurriel Jr., though, was kind of up in the air, it seemed like, at the end of last season. And now you get him back. You got to love your outfield. But just as, like, a teammate, what did that mean to you guys to have him come back?
Yeah, it definitely means a lot. You know, that chemistry was there. And I think Lourdes knew that. And I think he definitely wanted to come back here. But he's going to test free agency, yeah, obviously. But for him to come back, it means a lot. And, you know, to have him and be comfortable with him and us already played, you know, a full season with him and go on the run with him and everything. So it means the world for us to have him back.
You know, we talked about expectations for yourself. How about expectations for the team overall? Pretty confident group, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely, you know, want to go back to where we were and you know, try to finish the deal. And, you know, if we don't, you know, that's just the standard that we have set so far for ourselves. And, you know, we're trying to get there again and, you know, finish the deal.
Well, Alec, we appreciate the time. I know you got stuff you want to work on, but we appreciate it. Good luck this year, man.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks for having me. Sorry.
appreciate you, Alec.
Appreciate it. Thank
you, buddy.
Alec Thomas joining the show right there as we are about, what, a little under an hour now from first pitch here.